Kepler-K2 and TESS observations of two magnetic cataclysmic variables, the new asynchronous polar SDSSJO84617.11 plus 245,344.1 and Paloma, by Colin Littlefield et al. There have been relatively few published long-duration, uninterrupted light curves of magnetic cataclysmic variable stars in which the accreting white dwarf's rotational frequency is slightly desynchronized from the binary orbital frequency, asynchronous polars. We report Kepler-K2 and TESS observations of two such systems. The first, SDSSJO84617.11 plus 245,344.1, was observed by the Kepler spacecraft for 80 days during campaign 16 of the K2 mission, and we identify it as a new asynchronous polar with a likely 4.64H orbital period. This is significantly longer than any other asynchronous polar, as well as all but several synchronous polars. Its spin and orbital periods beat against each other to produce a conspicuous 6.77 d beat period, across which the system's accretion geometry gradually changes. The second system in this study, Paloma, was observed by TESS for one sector and was already known to be asynchronous. Until now, there had been an ambiguity in its spin period, but the TESS power spectrum pinpoints a spin period of 2.27H. During the resulting 0.7D spin orbit beat period, the light curve phased on the spin modulation alternates between being single and double humped. We explore two possible explanations for this behavior, the accretion flow being diverted from one of the poles for part of the beat cycle, or an eclipse of the emitting region responsible for the second hump. This was Kepler-K2 and TESS observations of two magnetic cataclysmic variables, the new asynchronous polar SDSSJO84617.11 plus 245,344.1 and Paloma, by Colin Littlefield et al.